大家早
，Good morning，
好多老朋友
，Many old friends，
也有很多新朋友
，And also many new friends，
很高兴再度在你们当中分享神的话
，Very happy that I can once again share God's words with you，
我们在一起敬拜我们的主
，To worship our Lord together。
那我们读旧约啊，知道在撒母耳记上大概十五、十六章那个地方。
In 1 Samuel chapter 15 or 16,
以色列第一位君王叫扫罗。
The first king of Israel is named Saul.
他在吩咐啊，神吩咐他灭撒玛利亚人的事上不忠心。
In the matter of killing of the Amalekites, he was not faithful to God.
因为他悖逆跟顽梗的罪，神就不要他做以色列的君王了。
Because of his rebellion and stubbornness, God didn't want him to be king anymore.
后来先知撒母耳在大卫的诸弟兄中用膏油膏了大卫为王。
And then the prophet Samuel anointed David among his brothers.
那我们晓得后来因为扫罗嫉妒大卫。
And because Saul was jealous of David,
他定义要杀他。
He decided to kill him.
所以大卫一开始怎么样？开始逃亡了。
And then David started his journey.
但是扫罗在全国各地追杀他。
But then Saul pursued him in all corners.
那经过千辛万苦的岁月之后，他在被暗立14年大概时间，他才登基做以色列的王。
After many suffering years, 14 years later, he was anointed and finally crowned as king.
那大卫登基之后呢，他南征北讨，打败了所有的敌人。
After he became king, he waged war all around and defeated all his enemies.
所以大卫无论往哪里去，耶和华都使他得胜。
The Lord made David victorious wherever he went.
但是啊，到了撒母耳记下第十一章。
And then in the Second Samuel, the first chapter.
我们知道大卫就犯罪了。
We knew that David committed sin.
因为他的元帅约押带领军队出征的时候。
When his general Joab was leading an army.
那大卫留在王宫里面。
David stayed behind in the palace.
他犯下了淫乱的罪。
He committed adultery.
他导致拔示巴怀孕。
And caused Bathsheba to become pregnant.
那为了遮掩他的过失呢？
To cover his sin.
他就借刀杀人，把拔示巴的先生送到战场上面被杀死了。
And then he sent Bathsheba's husband Uriah to the front line and caused him to be killed.
后来他娶了拔示巴为妻。
Afterwards, he married Bathsheba.
生了一个儿子。
And gave birth to a son.
但是在撒母耳记下十一章最后一句话，神这么讲。
But then in the last sentence of 1 Samuel says,
但大卫所行的这事，耶和华甚不喜悦。
But the thing that David had done displeased the Lord.
那大卫以为他犯罪这个事情啊，遮掩的天衣无缝啊。
David thought that he has covered his tracks well.
没有人知道。
Nobody knew.
但是有智慧的先知拿单到他面前。
But the wise prophet, Nathan came before him.
他很技巧地跟大卫讲了一个故事。
Skillfully he told David this story.
所以揭发了大卫的罪行。
And to uncover his sin.
虽然大卫立刻悔改。
Even though David immediately repented.
他的罪蒙赦免。
His sin was forgiven.
但是记得我们的神是公义的。
But remember our Lord is righteous.
他必须要负担犯罪所带来的后果。
David has to bear the consequences of his sin.
所以耶和华说，我必从你家中兴起祸患来攻击你。
So God said, I'm going to bring disaster on you from your own family.
首先，他和拔示巴生的儿子死了。
First of all, the son that he had with Bathsheba died.
接着他的大儿子暗嫩就强奸了同父异母的妹妹他玛。
And then his son Amnon raped his sister from a different mother, Tamar.
那两年后，他的哥哥亚沙龙就杀死了暗嫩。
And then later on, Tamar's older brother Absalom killed.
然后他就逃亡到基述他外祖父那边有三年之久。
And then Absalom escaped to the grandfather Geshur's place for 3 years.
那后来亚撒龙很奇迹性的回到了耶路撒冷。
And then dramatically later on, Absalom returned to Jerusalem.
之后他就准备要篡夺王位。
And then he started his plan of usurping the throne.
圣经上说，到了一个地步的派势甚大。 叛逆的甚是甚大。
And then the Bible described that he is growing in influence.
让随从亚撒龙的人民越来越多。
Those who follow him grew larger and larger.
结果大卫只有选择离开王宫，再度逃亡。
So finally, David has to leave the palace and then try his escape.
旧约诗篇共有150篇。
In the book of Psalms, there were 150 Psalms.
至少有73篇是大卫写的。
At least 73 was written by David.
所以在诗篇第三篇一开头就这么讲。
And so in the beginning of the Psalms, it said,
说这是大卫逃避亚撒龙的时候写的诗。
In Psalm 3, it talked about it is when it was written when David was escaping from Absalom.
那诗篇第四篇也是大卫写的。
Psalm 4 was also written by David.
但是没有写，没有指明写作的时间。
But it didn't point out when it was written.
但是大多的圣经学者都认为第三篇、第四篇都是大卫在逃避亚撒龙追杀的时候写的。
But most Bible scholars believe that both Psalm 3 and 4 are written when David was escaping from Absalom.
第三篇是在早晨他对神的祷告与赞美。
And Psalm 3 was written in the morning when he was worshiping God.
第四篇他在患难之日的傍晚跟神的祷告跟宣告。
And then Psalm 4 was written in the later stages of his trial with Absalom.
好，这些都是背景了，我们一同祷告。
And this is the background. Let's pray together.
父神，我们满心感谢你的恩典。
Heavenly Father, we give thanks to your grace.
让我们能够诚心的用灵跟诚实来敬拜你。
So that we can worship you in spirit and truth.
用圣灵开导我们的心，让我们能够进入真理。
Have the Spirit guide our hearts so that we can enter into truth.
让我们知道如何感恩、敬拜跟顺服你。
So that we know how to give thanks and to be obedient to you.
求你带领下面敬拜的时间。
May you lead the following time of worship.
祷告感谢是奉主耶稣基督的名求。
And we pray in our Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.
但是大卫是个敬畏神的人。
David was a God-fearing man.
但是当他遭遇患难的时候呢，
When he encountered suffering,
他被四个人讥笑了。
He was mocked by people around him.
比如说在第四篇第二节他这么讲。
In Psalm 4 verse 2 it says,
他说你们哦，这些上流人啊，你们将我的尊荣变为羞辱，要到几时呢？
How long, exalted man, will my honor be insulted?
第六节有类似的话。
In Psalm verse 6 is also said,
他有许多人说，谁能指示我们什么好处呢？
Many are saying, who can show us anything good?
然而当大卫真正的悔改之后，
But when he truly repented,
他深知道得到神的看顾，得到神的保守。
He knows deeply that he was protected by God.
所以他在诗篇第四篇就对那些轻视他的人做出他对信仰的宣告。
So then in Psalm 4, he was making the proclamation of his faith to those who insulted him.
然后他祷告他的神。
And then he prayed to God.
最后他劝告世人。
And then finally, he exhorted people.
特别是那些讥笑他的人。
Especially those who mocked him.
所以在第四篇大卫有宣告、有祷告、有劝告三方面的信息。
So in Psalm 4, there are three aspects of it. There is exhortation, there is prayer, and then there's proclamation.
那在第三节大卫讲一句话，他说你们要知道耶和华已经分别虔诚人归他自己。
In verse 3 it says, know that the Lord has set apart the faithful for himself.
记得这一句话是这个诗篇的主题。
Remember, this is the theme of the entire psalm.
也是我今天要分享的题目。
And that's the topic that I'm sharing today.
请问神怎么分别虔诚人，就是那些信神对神有忠心的人归他自己。
So how does the Lord set apart the faithful, those who believe in him?
第一个大卫说显我为义。
The first God said, that David said, God vindicates me.
经文说显我为义的神啊，我呼吁的时候求你应允我。
The verse says, answer me when I call, God who vindicates me.
那显我为义啊，如果你们读新译本可以翻译成使我成为义的神。
And when you read the new translation of the Chinese Bible, you will find that that phrase is talking about God who makes me righteous.
或者说我公义的神啊。
or saying that my righteous God.
那其实在旧约圣经里面、哦、神早就赐下了福音的真理。
Actually, in the Old Testament, God has already described the gospel to us.
请问福音的关键在哪里？
What is the key of the gospel?
就一个人不能靠自己的功劳，靠自己的行为，也不能因为遵行律法而得救。
Is that man cannot gain salvation through their own behavior and works or through following the law.
一个人只有依靠神所给他的义被称为义。
Only from God's righteousness can we be made righteous.
所以大卫说神是使我们成为义的神。
So David said, God is the one who makes me righteous.
因信称义就是说让我们重新跟神有和好的关系。
Righteousness through faith, and then it's really through that that we would have that renewed relationship with
God. 那当我们读创世纪的时候
When we read Genesis,
特别提到亚伯兰就是亚伯拉罕
especially mention Abraham or Abraham.
那在创世纪十五章第六节说亚伯兰信耶和华耶和华就以此为他的义
It says that Abraham believed the Lord and he credited to him as righteousness.
他八十五岁的时候神就跟他讲了
When he was 85, God said to him,
他说你本身所生的才能够成为你的后嗣
And it says that, but a son who is your own flesh and blood will be your heir.
所以他领他到外面然后就叫他向天观看
And then he led him outside to look at the sky.
他叫他数算星宿
And asked him to count the stars.
他说你能数得过来吗
Can you count them?
他说你的后裔将来也要如此啊。
Your descendants will be like so.
那个时候亚伯拉罕上了年纪了。
At that time, Abraham was old.
还没有一个自己生的儿子。
He didn't have a son of himself.
但是他就单纯的相信神所说的话。
But truly he believed in the Lord.
所以经文说亚伯拉罕信耶和华耶和华就以此为他的义。
So that's why the Bible said Abraham believed the Lord and he credited to him as righteousness.
那大约两千多年之后
About 2,000 years later,
当使徒保罗写罗马人书的时候
When Paul wrote the book of Romans,
他在第四章讲到因信称义的真理。
He talked about the truth aboutrighteousness through faith.
他就用了刚刚创世纪十五章那个经文。
Then he used these verses from Genesis.
他说如此说来我们的祖宗亚伯拉罕凭着肉体得了什么呢倘若亚伯拉罕是因行为称义就有可夸的只是在神面前并无可夸经上怎么说呢亚伯拉罕信神这就算为他的义。
What then can we say that Abraham, a physical ancestor, has found? If Abraham was justified by works, he has something to brag about. But not before God. For what was scripture say? Abraham believed God, and it was credited to him for righteousness.
所以我们说亚伯拉罕是因信称义之父。
So that's why we said that he's the father of righteousness through faith.
那保罗在罗马书四章二十五节接着说。
And then he continued to say in Romans 4:25,
他说耶稣被交给人是为我们的过犯复活呢是为叫我们称义。
He was delivered to death for our sins and was raised to life for our justification.
那我们现在都晓得了这个义啊是因为道成肉身的耶稣基督为了世人的罪给钉死在十字架上舍命流血赦免人的罪才得以成就。
And so we now know that this righteousness was this word become flesh, our Lord Jesus Christ, died on the cross for us and shed his blood for us so that we may receive that righteousness.
也就是说我们因着相信主耶稣流血赦罪的救恩就得以被称为义。
And that's why when we believe in the Lord who died for us, that we can be called righteous.
哎，但是啊，你也许会问了。
And then you may ask,
旧约时代的先祖们在世上的时候弥赛亚根本还不在世上啊。
And the patriarchs in the Old Testament at that time, our Lord Jesus was not yet in the world.
那他们怎么样能够被称为义呢
？Then how then they can be called righteous?
其实啊，那些在旧约的先祖们
，And actually those in the old patriarchs in the Old Testament,
他们在神的启示里面
，In God's revelation,
那他们用信心来仰望那位将要来的弥赛亚。
In faith, they look upon those who's to come.
相信他就是基督，就是救世主。
believe that he is Christ, he is the Savior.
相信他会带来救恩。
Believe that he will bring salvation.
因此就得了因信称义的应许。
And receive the promise of righteousness through faith.
那大卫知道他自己犯了罪。
David knew that he had committed sin.
他在神面前彻底的认罪。
He has repented completely in front of God.
所以他得与神有和好的关系。
So that he can reconcile his relationship with God.
其实义的最后的定义就是跟神有和好的关系。
And the final definition of righteousness is really to have that reconciliation with God.
那神借着圣灵的启示。
Through the revelation of the Holy Spirit,
让大卫在灵里面看到那将要来的受膏者就是弥赛亚，就是基督。
In spirit, David saw the coming anointer, the Messiah was Christ.
那这个特别在使徒行传第二章讲得很清楚。
And it was described very clearly in Acts 2.
大卫在灵里面也看到基督的死里复活。
And in spirit, David also saw the resurrection of Christ.
这个在使徒行传的十三章跟诗篇十六篇都讲到。
And it talked about that in Acts 13 and Psalm 16.
所以大卫相信神借着耶稣基督将要带来的救恩。
So David believed that the salvation will be brought about by Jesus Christ.
这就足够让他能够因信称义。
And that was sufficient for him to be righteousness through faith.
所以在第四篇一开头的时候，大卫就很确定的这么祷告。
So in the beginning of Psalm 4, David can pray.
他说啊，血恩我唯一的神啊，我呼吁的时候，求你应允我。
Answer me when I call on you, O my righteous God.
要知道，我们的神真的是公义的神。
Know that our God is righteous.
只要我们因为相信他，接受耶稣基督流血赦罪的恩典，公义的神就称我们为义。
And if we believe in the Christ who died for our sins, then God will call us righteous.
那我们在困境中，我们就可以大胆地向他呼求。
In times of trials, that we can be boldly ask for God.
他必定拯救我们。
He will save us.
所以下面就很自然来到第二大点，讲到他使我宽广。
And then it comes to the second point that he freed us or he relieved us.
他说我在困苦中你曾使我宽广，现在求你连续我听我的祷告。
It says that you free me from affliction, be gracious to me and hear my prayer.
那使我宽广怎么解释呢？就是说把我从痛苦、从困难或是困境中拯救释放出来。
And the Chinese phrase about, you know, how to make my path that is broad and level, it means that he's freeing us or relieving us from agony, difficulty or dilemma.
那在平常的日子里面，我们敬畏神与不敬畏神好像没有多大区别。
In normal days, whether we fear God or not, it doesn't seem like make a whole lot of difference.
但是在苦难中就不一样了。
But it's different when we were in suffering.
虽然神许可苦难临到我们，
even though God allows suffering to come upon us,
但是他确实是信实的主。
But yet he is a faithful God.
他又满有慈爱与怜悯。
He is also have loving kindness and mercy.
所以我们在困苦之中，他必定会我们开出一条路来。
In times of suffering, he would open a way for us.
使我们的道路宽广。
So that our ways will be broad and level.
就把我们从困苦中，从困难中拯救，释放出来。
So that we'll be relieved from affliction.
我们实在感谢神拣选了使徒保罗。
We are thankful that God has chosen Apostle Paul.
因为保罗说，你们所遇见的试探，无非是人所能受的。他是信实的，并不叫你们受试探过于所能受的，在受试探的时候，总要给你们开一条出路，叫你们能够忍受得住。
No temptation has overtaken you except what is common to humanity. God is faithful, and he will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able, but with the temptation, he will also provide a way of escape so that you are able to bear it.
那刚才说过，大卫被撒母耳高立为王之后，
After David was anointed by Samuel,
他逃亡了十四年。
He escaped Saul for about 14 years.
扫罗到处追杀他，他到处逃亡，生命朝不保夕。
Saul was pursuing everywhere, so his life was in danger every day.
那在他写的经诗里面啊，
In the Psalms that he composed,
他特别生动地描述那个时候的窘迫。
And he summarized his experience during that time.
那在诗篇五十六篇的一到第二节，他这么讲。
In Psalm 56:1-2,
他说：“神啊，求你怜恤我。”
He said, "God, be merciful to me."
因为人要把我吞了。
For my enemies in hot pursuit.
他们终日的攻击我。
They press their attack.
那我的仇敌终日要把我吞了。
My adversary is going to pursue me all day long.
他说：“因为逞骄傲攻击我的人甚多。”
In their pride, they are attacking me.
但是大卫始终是依靠神。
But yet, to the end, David was always relying on God.
所以接着在三到四节，他这么讲。
Because in verses 3-4, it says,
他说：“我惧怕的时候要依靠你，我依靠神，我要赞美他的话，我依靠神必不惧怕。血气之辈能把我怎么样呢？”
When I am afraid, I will trust in you, in God, whose word I praise. In God I trust. I will not fear. What can man do to me?
所以大卫在苦难中，他就一直一直的紧紧的依靠神。
So in his suffering, David continued to rely on God.
他真的是尊主为大。
He truly put God in the highest place.
所以神就一直保守他的性命。
So God has continued to protect his life.
那当神的时候满足了。
When time is full.
就把他从痛苦跟困难之中拯救释放出来。
And then God free him from his suffering and pain.
使他的路能够宽广，然后登上了王位。
So that his ways becomes broad and plain, and he can ascend to the throne.
那圣经上提到很多真心信靠神的人。
The Bible mentioned many those who rely on God.
他们都经历过苦难。
They all experience suffering.
当年摩西带领以色列人出埃及。
When Moses was leading Israelites out of Egypt.
那当他们到了红海边的时候。
When they were at the Red Sea.
我们都晓得。神就为他们开了宽广的道路。
We knew that God has opened a way that is broad.
他们能够过红海。
They can cross Red Sea.
那当埃及的追兵来的时候，就被红海吞灭了。
When the Egyptian army in pursuit, they were swallowed up.
大卫说，一个敬畏神的人，在困境中仰望神、祷告神、等候神，神就把他从痛苦、困难之中拯救、释放出来。
And those who are following God in times of suffering, when they pursue God, God will free them from the affliction.
而且使他宽广。
And then also to make the ways broad and plain.
你知不知道为什么？
Do you know why?
因为神必听他的祷告。
Because God will hear the prayers.
所以我们很自然聊到下面第三点。
So naturally we'll come to verse 3.
他必听我。
The Lord will hear me.
那四章一开头的时候，大卫说：“显我唯一的神啊，我呼吁的时候，求你应允我。”
In the beginning of the psalm, it says, "Answer me when I call to you, O my righteous God."
那到第三节，他就说了：“你们要知道，耶和华已经分别虔诚人归他自己。”他说：“我求告耶和华，他必听我。”
And then verse 3 says, "Know that the Lord has set apart the godly for himself. The Lord will hear when I call to him."
那这一个必字啊。就看出大卫的信心。
And you can see his faith in the word will.
他说神必听我。
The Lord will hear me.
因为人有这样的信心才能够在逆境中刚强起来。
And only with faith can people be strengthened in times of suffering.
世界上的人常常在困难中都有求告无门的感觉。
A lot of times in times of suffering, we felt that there is no way to turn.
但是我们相信神的人啊，
But those of us who believe in the Lord,
一定要知道神听我们的祷告。
We must know that God will hear our prayers.
神必听我们的祷告。
He will hear us.
所以大卫知道神听了他的祈求。
So David knew that God has heard his prayer.
而且必会应允他。
And will also promise him.
同样我们也可以确信。
And something we can also learn.
当我们呼求神的时候，他必听而且回答我们。
When we call on him, he will hear and answer us.
哎呀，但是有的时候我们认为这么小的祷告，神不会听呢。
And sometimes we may feel that if we pray, God will not listen.
而且因为常常觉得我们自己跟他的圣洁有很大的距离。
Because we felt that there's a big gap between ourselves.And his holy standards.
但是这边大卫说神必定垂听。
Here David said that God will hear me.
因为我们一旦相信基督的救赎，
Because the moment we believe in Jesus' salvation,
他赦免了我们的罪，
He has forgiven our sins.
就让我们成为神的儿女，
We become God's children.
哎，哪有一个做爸爸的不回应 儿女的祷告。
Where would you have a father not listening to the children's prayers?
所以当你有时候感觉到你的祈祷好像在天花板里面打转的时候，
Sometimes when you feel that your prayers are kind of turning around in the ceiling,
请记住，耶和华神已经分别虔诚的人归他自己。
Remember that God has already set apart the faithful for himself.
你已经是被神分别为义的信徒。
You are the one who is set apart.
而且神爱你，神特别会照顾你。
And God will take care of you.
而且会垂听，而且回答你的祷告。
He will hear and respond.
虽然有的时候他的祷告非人所愿。
And sometimes his answer may not be what you expect.
所以我们要学一点啊。
So one thing we need to learn.
我们应当在神的大能之下来看我们的问题。
We need to see our problem in the light of his power.
而不是在我们的问题的阴影中去看神。
And it's not to look at God in the shadow of our problems.
所以我们每一个人都知道，主耶稣在十字架上为我们的罪舍命流血。
We all know that Jesus Christ has died for our sins on the cross.
而且被埋葬了。
And he was buried.
又从死里复活。
And resurrected.
然后他升上高天。
And ascended in heaven.
坐在父神右边成为我们的大祭司。
And sit on the right hand side of God and become our great priest.
希伯来作者说天天为我们代求啊。
And the book of Hebrews says that we pray for us daily.
因为他体恤我们的软弱。
Because he understands our weakness.
哎呀，保罗说，圣灵用说不出来的叹息替我们祷告。
And Paul said that the Holy Spirit would pray for us in wordless groans.
所以希伯来书作者他这么讲。
In the book of Hebrews says,
他说我们只管坦然无惧来到施恩宝座前，要得连续蒙恩惠，做随时的帮助。
Therefore, let us approach the throne with boldness, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us at the proper time.
因为神必定听我们的祷告。
Because God will hear our prayers.
所以大卫说他必听我。
So that's why David said, God will hear me.
这个是我们所有的信徒在困难中，在苦难中应该有的信心。
And that is the faith that we need to have in times of suffering.
第四个，大卫讲到，他光照我们。
And the fourth point is that David said, let the light shine on us.
那有许多人说，谁能指示我们什么好处呢？耶和华，求你扬起脸来光照我们。
Many say, who will show us any good? Lord, let the light of your face shine on us.
一个人在患难里面能够看见神的面，是何等的安慰。
When someone who is in times of suffering can see God's face, what a comfort it is.
知道神没有丢弃我们。
To know that God has not abandoned us.
知道神与我们同在。
To know that God is with us.
所以我们在患难中有继续往前行的力量。
So that we have strength to go on in times of suffering.
在摩西五经的民数记第六章。
In Numbers chapter 6.
那耶和华吩咐亚伦跟他的儿子为以色列人祝福的时候说。
When Aaron was told how to bless the Israelites.
他说耶和华赐福给你，保护你。愿耶和华使他的脸光照你，赐恩给你，耶和华向你扬脸，赐你平安。
So it says, May the Lord bless you and protect you. May the Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. May the Lord look with favor on you and give you peace.
在第二次世界大战的时候，
In Second World War,
当柏林的外围战打得最猛烈的时候，
When the war was going on ferociously around Berlin,
盟军的统帅艾森豪就到前线去视察。
The Allied Commander Eisenhower was inspecting the troops.
他看到一位年轻的美国士兵躲在战壕里面。
And he saw this young American soldier in the trenches.
他吓得脸色发青了。
He was all pale.
浑身乱颤。
And he was trembling.
所以艾森豪将军问他说。
And then Eisenhower asked him.
他说你害怕吗？
Are you afraid?
其实我也怕。
Actually, I'm afraid too.
然后他就叫这个年轻的士兵跟他一同到外面去视察。
And then he brought him along to go inspect the front line.
不到十分钟。
After 10 minutes.
因为有大将军的陪同，他的同在光照了这个士兵。
And because of the presence of this general, that his really, face shined upon this young soldier.
所以他的惧怕一扫而空。
And so his, he being afraid was completely swept away.
记不记得在约书亚第一章？
In Joshua chapter 1.
当摩西死了之后呢？
After Moses died,
那耶和华怎么对约书亚说？
What did God say to Joshua?
他说，我怎样跟摩西同在，也必照样与你同在。
As I was with Moses, I will be with you.
我必不撇弃你，也不丢弃你，你要刚强壮胆。
I will never leave you nor forsake you. Be strong and courageous.
所以我们每位信耶稣基督的人，
So every one of us Christians,
要相信神与你同在。
We believe that God is with us.
他时常以笑脸来光照我们。
He shines his face upon us.
你还有什么好惧怕的？
What is to be afraid of?
虽然我们不知道我们的明天将如何，
Even though we don't know what tomorrow is like,
但是我们知道谁掌管明天。
But we know who holds tomorrow.
我们知道我们的明天是在谁的手中。
We know who in whose hands was our tomorrow.
所以我们真的是要求神的怜悯。
We need to ask for God's mercy.
求神来光照我们。
Ask God to shine His face on us.
让我们知道他确确实实是信实可靠的神。
To know truly that He is His faithful God.
第五个，大卫讲到要心里喜乐。
The fifth thing is that David said, "You need to more joy, put more joy in my heart."
他说：“你使我心里快乐，胜过那丰收五谷新酒的人。”
It says that you have put more joy in my heart than they have when the grain and new wine abound.
那这边的快乐，英文是用 joy。
Here the word in English is joy，
就是喜乐的意思。
It means that we are joyful。
那很多的诗歌都是圣徒在患难中写出来的。
Many songs were composed in times of suffering。
那有人曾经算过啊
，Somebody counted。
那大卫被亚沙龙追杀的岁月里面，他一共写了29篇诗篇。
When he was pursued by Absalom, David composed 29 songs。
其实，在试炼、在患难中，能够喜乐是基督徒的一个特色。
It's actually a characteristic of Christians to be joyful during times of trials and suffering。
你们当中的 Vivian 姐妹常常说，苦难是化妆的祝福。
And the sisters may say that trials is blessings in disguise.
Very good. 患难是神带领我们生命成长的一个方法。
Trials is a way that God has bring us into maturity.
所以使徒保罗这么讲。
So Apostle Paul says,
他说我们既因信称义，就借着我们的主耶稣基督跟神相合。
Therefore, since we've been justified through faith, we have peace through God and our Lord Jesus Christ.
他说，不但如此，在患难中也是欢欢喜喜的。
Not only so, but we also glory in our sufferings.
他说，因为知道我们的患难生忍耐，忍耐生老练。
Because we know that suffering produces perseverance, perseverance character.
那老练的生盼望，盼望就不至于失望。
And character hope, and hope does not put us to shame.
下面说，因为神赐给我们的圣灵将神的爱浇灌在我们心里面。
Because God's love has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us.
哎呀，无独有偶的，彼得也讲过同样的话。雅各， 雅各，对不起。
And then James has also said similar things.
他在雅各书中这么讲。
In book of James, he says.
他说，我的弟兄们。
He says, my brothers.
你们落在百般的试炼中，都要以为大喜乐。
Consider pure joy.And whenever you face trials of many kinds,
因为知道你们的信心经过试炼后就生忍耐。
Because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance.
忍耐也当成功。
And let perseverance finish its work.
就使你们成全完备，毫无缺欠。
So that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything.
喜乐跟快乐不一样。
Joy and happiness are different.
喜乐不是由于自身美好的环境或自己所拥有的而来的。
Joy doesn't come from our wonderful environment or what we possess.
是因为神自己在他丰盛的慈爱里面，他就是我们的喜乐。
And it's really that abundant mercy of God that saves us that brings us joy.
大卫在诗篇37篇第三节说，你当依靠耶和华而行善，住在地上，以他的信实为粮。
Psalm 37:3 it says, I trust in the Lord and do well. Dwell in the land and enjoy safe pasture.
那在四节五节他就说了，你要耶和华为乐，他就将你的心里所求的赐给你， 当将你的事交托耶和华，并依靠他，他就必成全。
And then follow on in verses 4-5. Take delight in the Lord, and He will give you your heart's desires. Commit your way to the Lord, trust in Him, and He will act.
所以第四节说要以耶和华为乐。
Verse 4 says, take delight in the Lord.
哎呀，使徒保罗也讲同样的话。
And Apostle Paul has said similar things.
他说不但如此，我们既借着我主耶稣基督得与神和好，就借着他以神为乐。
And not only that, but we also rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ. We have now received this reconciliation through Him.
请问，什么是喜乐最好的定义？
What is the best definition of joy?
因为一个客观的实体所带给我们的满足感。
Joy is a total satisfaction brought about by the presence of some objective reality.
对一个重生得救的基督徒来讲，这客观的实体是什么？
What is this objective reality for a born-again Christian?
就是三一神、圣父、圣子、圣灵所带给我们救恩的满足感。
It's the satisfaction of salvation brought about by the Trinity God.
因为我们晓得我们有一位在天上的父。
We know that we have this Heavenly Father.
我们可以随时呼喊他阿爸父。
We can always call him Abba Father.
我们可以跟他祷告，他必垂听。
We will pray to him and he will answer and hear.
我们得到耶稣基督的救赎。
We receive the salvation of Jesus.
我们因信称义成为神的儿女。
And because of faith, righteousness through faith, we become God's children.
哎呀，我们更接纳成为神的儿子，得到儿子的名分。
And we have received this position of children.
我们将来可以与我们的大哥耶稣基督一同得到基业。
And in the future, we can receive our inheritance together with our eldest brother, Jesus.
而且主耶稣从死里复活之后，升入高天，成为我们大祭司，天天为我们代求。
After he ascended into heaven, he was praying for us daily.
那当我们信了耶稣之后，三一神第三位位格就内住到我们里面。
After we believe in the Lord, that third person, the Holy Spirit, comes to live in the heart.
成为我们的保惠师，永远不会离开。
And becomes our comforter and will never leave us.
而且要引导我们明白或是进入一切的真理。
And also to lead us into truth.
哎呀，当我们软弱不知道怎么祷告的时候，
When we are weak, we don't know how to pray.
圣灵用说不出来叹息替我们祷告。
The Holy Spirit will pray for us in wordless groans.
哎，当我们顺从圣灵的时候呢？
When we obey the Spirit,
当圣灵来管理我们的生活的时候呢，
When the Spirit governs our life,
哎，我们就自然结出美好的果子。
And we will bear true good fruits.
那保罗在加拉太书特别讲到圣灵的果实。
In the book of Galatians, Paul talked about the fruit of the Spirit.
所以对一个基督徒来讲，
So to a Christian,
三一神带来救恩所给我们的满足感。
The satisfaction that brought about by our salvation through the Trinity God.
我们在平常的日子里面就应该喜乐。
So in our usual daily lives, we need to be joyful.
即使在患难试炼中，仍然要喜乐。
And even in times of trial and offerings, that we need to continue to be joyful.
那这个也是使徒保罗写腓立比书鼓励那个地方的信徒这么讲。
And that's why Paul encouraged the, in the book of Galatians.
他说你们要靠主常常喜乐，我再说你们要喜乐。
Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice.
那一句话在时态上是命令式啊。
And that sentence is actually in a commanding tone.
所以保罗命令一切信耶稣的人都应该要常常喜乐。
So Paul was commanding everyone who believes needs to be joyful.
因为我们在他里面可以安然居住。
And then in the sixth point, make me live in safety.
我必安然躺下睡觉，因为独有你耶和华使我安然居住。
I will both lie down and sleep in peace, for you alone, Lord, make me live in safety.
这个安然两个字啊，非常宝贵。
In peace is a precious word.
哎，在患难中，在这种被追杀紧张的情况，仍然能够安然躺下睡觉。
In a time of trials and being pursued by someone, that we can still sleep in peace.
真正只有充满信心的人才可以有这种生活的见证。
Only those faithful would have that testimony.
他们之所以在患难中仍然能够安然躺下睡觉，
In times of trials that they can lie and sleep in peace,
并不是他们的修养，
It's not because of their temperament.
因为他心中有神，
Because they have God in their hearts.
所以大卫在这边用了独有 for you alone.
And so that's why David said, for you alone, Lord.
就说明了他这个真理。
To reveal this truth.
他说我必安然躺下睡觉因为独有你耶和华使我安然居住。
I will both lie down and sleep in peace, for you alone, Lord, make me live in safety.
哎呀，这个 be 这个字啊，又表达他对神的信心。
And again, the word will reveals his faith.
那在十六世纪啊
，In 16th century,
伦敦有一位大主教叫做 Nicholas Ridley.
There is this bishop in London, Nicholas Ridley.
他因为被政治迫害，要被处死刑。
He was sentenced to death because of political persecution.
那在他被处死刑的前一天晚上
，And the night before his execution,
他一个兄弟啊，就想来陪他度过人生最后一晚。
One of his brothers wanted to accompany him for his last night on earth.
但是被他拒绝了。
But he refused.
他就引用诗篇第四篇第八节。
And he quoted Psalm 4:8.
他说我必安然躺下睡觉因为独有你耶和华使我安然居住。
I will both lie down and sleep in peace, for you alone, Lord, make me live in safety.
第二天清晨他被铁链捆着。
And the second, on the next day's morning, he was tied up in chains.
他被带到牛津大学Balliol 学院南边。
He was taken to this place in Oxford University.
被放在一个柴堆的上面。
He was put upon a pile of logs.
当那个大火在烧他的时候
，When the fire was burning,
他先用拉丁文，后用英文。
And first he used Latin, and then
他大声地说：“主啊，主啊，求你接收我的灵魂。
”Lord, Lord, receive me.
在苦难中，大卫喜乐肯定是从主而来的。
In times of trials and sufferings, Paul was, David was joyful, and that comes from God.
因为他的内心是真正的喜乐。
Because his inner heart is truly joyful.
但大卫在心里面能够安息。
When David was able to be living in peace.
虽然他处境危险，但是他能够安心睡觉。
Even though his environment was dangerous, but yet he can live and lie down in peace.
诗篇第三篇第五节也说：“我躺下睡觉，我醒着，耶和华都保佑我。”
In Psalm 3:5, it says, "I lie down and sleep; I wake again because the Lord sustains me."
因着耶和华的同在跟保护，大卫就不怕孤单。
Because of God's presence, David no longer feels lonely.
他也不怕遭害。
He was not afraid.
所以由此可知，平安跟喜乐不在于物质的丰富。
And to have joy and peace is not because of abundant resources.
其实是主所赐下的真实的喜乐。
Because it's something that is given by God.
大卫知道有神同在，就能够化凶为吉，无所惧怕。
David knows that because of God's presence, then all bad things would turn into good things.
所以大卫说：“我必安然躺下睡觉，因为独有你耶和华使我安然居住。”
And that's why he said, "I would both lie down and sleep in peace, for you alone, Lord, make me live in safety."
好了，我们小结一下啊。
Let's take a summary.
大卫说：“耶和华已经分别虔诚人归他自己。”
David said that God has already set apart the faithful.
他谈到六点。
He talked about six points.
第一个是显我为义。
First, God vindicates me.
第二个是使我宽广。
Second, he freed me.
第三，他说他必听我。
The Lord will hear me.
第四，他说他光照我们。
Let the light shine on us.
第五，他说心里喜乐。
You put more joy in my heart.
最后他说安然居住。
And make me live in safety.
那这些都是大卫在苦难中对神的宣告跟祷告。
And that's David's proclamation and prayer in suffering.
一开头的时候我说这个诗篇有三个大点。
And in the beginning I said that there are three main points.
大卫跟神的宣告、祷告还有劝告。
And proclamation, prayer, and exhortation.
所以最后一个他是劝告世人。
And so the final point is his exhortation to the world.
他怎么劝告呢？
How did he exhort?
第一个他说应当惧畏不可犯罪。
First, he said that you need to fear and do not sin.
第二个，因为什么？因为敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端。
And really, the beginning of wisdom is the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
有智慧的人，他就远离恶事，他不会故意犯罪。
And those who are wise will shy away from sin.
第二个，他说要心里思想，并要 肃静或是悔改。
And the second point he says, reflect in your heart and be still.
所以他劝人在夜阑人静的时候要扪心自问。
He advised people that in the middle of the night that you need to seek your own heart.
如果白天有得罪神的地方，
If there are things that you sin against the Lord in the day,
要立刻认罪悔改。
You need to immediately repent.
第三个他说，当献公义的祭又当依靠耶和华。
And thirdly, offer sacrifice in righteousness and trust in the Lord.
所以他呼吁他们献上公义的祭。
He asked them to offer sacrifice in righteousness.
那谦卑听神的话，来信靠耶和华。
Humbly listen to God's word and obey him.
也就是说，大卫劝告世人，就那些不信神的人，要存公正的心。
And he is exhorting those who do not believe in the Lord that they need to have that heart of righteousness.
应该来敬畏神。
And to fear God.
远离罪恶。
To go away from sin.
过一个正常的生活。
To live this normal life.
讨神的喜欢。
To please God.
以致有一天圣灵能够感动他们。
So that one day the Holy Spirit will move them.
他们能够真正的悔改。
That they can truly repent.
那接受神公义的救恩。
And receive that salvation from God.
就像大卫在诗篇第四篇一开头的时候说的。
It's like what he said in the beginning of Psalm 4.
他说，显我唯一的神啊，我呼吁的时候，求你应允我。
Answer me when I call to you, O my righteous God.
我们知道，因为信心，神已经分别虔诚人归他自己。
We know that God has already set apart the faithful because of their faith.
你就会有足够的信心。
And you would have sufficient faith.
你在任何的环境里面，你呼吁神的时候，他就应允你。
In any circumstances, when you call on him, he will answer you.
如果在座的或者网上，如果你到今天还没有被神分别出来，被神显为义。
And those who are here or online, if you have not yet been set apart,
你愿不愿意被神称为义？
Are you willing to be called righteous by God?
那怎么做到呢？
And how do you achieve that?
只有相信基督耶稣在十字架上面舍身流血救赎之功。
Only when you believe the Lord Jesus Christ has died for you on the cross.
你才能够被神称为义。
Only then can you be called righteous by God.
但愿圣灵今天感动你。
May the Holy Spirit continue to move us.
你现在就可以认罪悔改，因信称义来到神的宝座面前。
Right now you can repent and confess and repent your sins. And then you've been called righteous.
因为彼得曾经说过一句话，除他就是耶稣基督以外，别无拯救，因为在天下人间没有赐下别的名，我们可以靠着得救。
Peter said in Acts, For there is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under the heaven given to people, and we must be saved by it.
好，我们一同祷告。
Let's pray together.
亲爱的父神，我们满心感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we give thanks to you.
当我们认罪悔改的时候，你就称我们为义。
When we confess and repent, you will call us righteous.
我们有你真好。
It is so wonderful to have you.
你让我们能够在困难中安然睡觉。
In times of difficulty, we can still lie down in peace.
你听我们的祷告。
You hear our prayers.
用脸光照我们。
You shine your face upon us.
你让我们常常能够在主里面喜乐。
So that we can continue to be joyful in front of the Lord.
这是何等的恩典。
What kind of grace it is.
听我们的祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名求。
In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
Amen. Amen.